If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 31st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Good morning.
And look who's back. It's Eric Beckelman.
Hey, good morning.
What's
back?
Up?
How are you?
I got to tell you, fascinated by the torpedo bat.
I mean, I guess if you go to MIT and you work for the Yankees, you have the idea to put, this is a revolutionary idea, more wood where the ball hits instead of down by the handle of the bat.
So I think we're going to talk about it a little bit later, but I'm fascinated by the torpedo bat. We'll see if they end up hitting more home runs than anybody. I know they did over the weekend. EB, you were in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize I was there, you know, the epicenter of the sports world. I mean, there's so much going on. We had the Big South volleyball tournament, which is huge, but the NCAA tournament's even bigger, and that was right there. And
when did it hit you that you were in the same spot?
Well, just in my hotel. There was all these Ole Miss, Michigan, you know, all the alums or a couple teams, I think, were staying in our hotel.
People getting hammered in the lobby.
First of all, I didn't even like the hotel because it's like, I don't know, 60 floors. And the railing is only about 4 feet high.
Okay.
And I was just on tilt the whole time.
Sure.
We were on...
Terrifying.
We were only on the sixth floor, but one of the parents...
It's plenty high enough.
...actually had a penthouse suite. Somehow they had gotten it, and so we spent a couple nights up there with the kids. And it was just so tilting to walk, just walking from the elevator to the room. One of those,
right.
You know, those open-air
sure.
atrium
yeah,
hotels.
Yeah, of course.
And it just... I hated the place the whole time.
Yeah.
It was really nice, but
it'll never go back. Never.
If it was
ever.
Up to me, yeah. I would never stay
never
there.
Never booking there again.
Did you see anybody famous?
Yeah, I did. Mike Bibby was at the tournament.
Well, you always see Mike Bibby, right?
I've seen him
prominent
times
in the volleyball
before.
World.
Who else? God, there was somebody else that I saw. But, you know, I think. So not only did you have the volleyball tournament, which, by the way, just so you know, there were 227 courts.
Jeez.
And just think about that. 227 courts in the convention center. They call it like the Georgia Congress Center. And they're all, and so that was like a three-day tournament, and they're all full all the time. Thousands of, you know, it's this traveling circus, this volleyball thing. But then right across the street is the State Farm Arena, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where the Sweet 16 stuff was, like Michigan, Michigan State, Auburn, all that stuff was going on right there. And then right next to it is the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's actually a pretty cool little deal. to see it all located right there.
See Kirk Cousins? You run into Kirk?
I didn't run into Kirk or Arthur Blank.
What about Michael Penix?
I didn't run into Bijan? No new or old Falcons.
Kirk was last seen at a Chipotle in Cleveland. Drake He's going to be a Brown.
No.
None of them?
No, we ran around and sampled. There's a lot of great eating there. There's some aggressive homeless people there that you had to kind of dodge. We're riding around on little scooters. I rented a car I didn't need.
Our pal D Woods is there.
D Woods is there. I know he tweeted me. When are we going to meet up? I just didn't have the time
for that.
I mean, if he wanted to come to my hotel, I'd been happy to have a beer with him. But yeah, just busy, crazy weekend. Then there was a Kendrick Lamar concert. Did I mention that? There was a Kendrick Lamar concert. At some point, there was an MLL game there with Atlanta United. And then there was literally. It's kind of like the epicenter of the sports world.
Like
for
it
a weekend.
Sounds like it.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It's a lot Hawks happening
game,
in the ATL.
Final, Elite Eight, Sweet 16 stuff, massive volleyball tournament, Kendrick Lamar concert, and meanwhile, my alma mater's imploding with Kevin Willard and all that nonsense.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about it throughout the show. We talked a lot about it on Thursday and Friday.
How could you not, right? It was like the biggest story in sports.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to talk about it. I don't have a massive rant about it, but it is sad the way he made it all about him.
Oh, he
down
totally
the
did.
Stretch.
Totally
I
did.
Took away from
I told
everything.
Kicks and JP on Friday. I said, I hope it lasts into Monday.
Because it's just something to talk
something
about.
Something to talk
yeah,
about.
He wanted to drag out.
Yeah, I wanted to drag out for days.
To talk about something else. But it just took away from, the best tournament run that we've had in 10 years or so.
Yeah, and it took all of the spotlight away from the kids and the run that they're making and made it all about him. Made it all about old Kevin Willard.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just, the blatant lying.
I mean, come on.
That's just outrageous.
Well, we called that out after the presser.
I think now I will root harder against Villanova than I will for the Terps.
I'm sure. He made himself a nice villain.
Oh, yeah. He is a huge villain in the annals of Maryland coaching history at this point.
Yeah, no question about that.
Hey, Valdez is back, too. He was gone.
That's right.
Did Valdez have
Thursday and Friday or just Friday?
No, I just had a mini
golf trip.
To
3-day weekend.
Yeah. Where did you Williamsburg, guys go? Which Cakes railed against.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Williamsburg is fine. I'm sure Valdez had a great time. At his fancy golf course. I'm just saying, like, back in the day, I went to Williamsburg for, like, school trips. I went with my mom, and I was like, I don't think I need to come back to Williamsburg to do the whole Colonial thing. Like, I'm over Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Get with the times, Williamsburg.
Yeah, but yeah.
Update your file.
Aren't you a Renfest guy? Is there some sort of like crossover somehow?
I guess I like that era of history more, Renfest, greater than the Colonial times.
Okay.
But that's just me.
I don't know if I know the difference.
Well, there's pretty big difference. But Valdez, go ahead. Tell us about your weekend in Williamsburg.
Nothing spectacular about it. I mean, just had it on the books. I was kind of bitter that I didn't expect the Terps to have a Sweet 16 game the Thursday night when you get down there. So I'm scrambling all over,
trying to find
a spot to go watch the game, and then having a big turd on Thursday night.
Did you find a good spot?
Yeah, I found this local dive bar.
Well, I would think every bar would have it, if you found one.
Yeah, but like the hotel didn't really have anything going on. Like their hotel bar didn't have it going on, so I had to go off property for 2 miles to go find something.
I mean, it was good. It was good for a half. I was proud of him for a half. And it just kind of fell apart. But whatever, to be expected, I suppose.
It's been a crazy week. Into the weekend, now it's all about who's next.
I will say, I have abracadabra fatigue. From Lady Gaga song that they play over and over.
No, I don't have it because I don't know what you're talking about.
Can you play it for us?
Yeah.
Heard it a million times.
Can you play the song that you hate, that you detest?
I mean, I was in a convention center.
8-year-old girls love that song.
I'm sure I heard it.
Okay. You guys haven't noticed that they play that during every single commercial break of the tournament?
I mean, I haven't really paid attention.
Most of the games I watched were from bars or from penthouse suites.
This is not the. I'm going to go. Valdez, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is not a cover of the Steve Miller Band hit Abracadabra from the 70s.
No. I mean, I thought it was a fine song when we did Hurting.
Okay.
Keep your mind on the distance.
song.
I don't recognize
it. All I need to hear is 3 seconds.
It just sounds like a classic Lady Gaga song.
Like, you never heard them playing this when they're going in and out of break and when they're promoting the tournament?
I didn't really watch it.
I didn't pay attention to
the
songs.
I was always out and about.
Well, now I'm thankful my ears are ringing.
I think
I'm missing the Lady Gaga.
I think that we should pay notice that EB won the Survivor pool.
Yeah, very good.
And he was the one barking the loudest that he didn't want to be part of it.
Of course. Yeah, he's not going to turn down the Venmo dollars.
I already Venmo'd him.
I'll ship it to you later.
I think at one point he said something like, I can't wait till I'm eliminated from this stupid contest.
It was a miracle that I remembered every day.
I was going back and forth yesterday. I was like, should I just pick Houston instead of Sparty? But then if I pick Houston, I don't think I had anybody left for the next round. So I was
that's what happened with JP.
And then I was like, it's $10. I'm picking Sparty. Izzo wins all the time. He goes to the Final Four all the time. Mm-hmm. And then they just got outclassed by Auburn. So I will ship you your $10. Congrats on the money that you didn't think you were going to win. And
well, I would never think I'm going to win those things.
That you detested from the outset.
One out of every 20, I get lucky.
He was asking what teams he had left. He didn't even know what teams he had left.
I didn't have any.
I had a rough idea.
Yeah, JP's like, I'll take this team. And Jason's like, you're finished.
You know what I can't handle? Eliminated. I can't handle multiple Survivor pools.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
Just do one.
So I'm alive in the other one, but there's like 15 guys alive because it's Chalk City. One.
Well, we can take Duke, though. At least we have a team we can take.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only team we could take, I think.
I felt like I should have won it the night before, right? Because Texas Tech blew that lead. Do I have that right?
Yeah, Texas Tech blew the lead against Florida.
Yeah,
12-point lead with about 3 minutes left.
Yeah. But you could see it coming, though.
That was unbelievable.
You could kind of see it coming as it was developing. But, yeah, got lucky.
Yeah, congrats. So you net $50.
Is that right?
If everyone pays you.
Yeah, that's a big if.
I already paid you.
I
will pay you before the show is over.
I'm nabbed you $10.
I'm a laggard when it comes to digital payments.
Are you a laggard?
I could be.
I mean, literally, it's like the phone is like an inch from your hand.
I think the phone's actually in my pocket. That's a big ask to take it out of my pocket and send you $10 on it.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number if you want to chime in throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Coming up next, Kevin Willard does bolt for Villanova, public enemy number one in College Park. We'll get into that next here in the Junkie.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Peace. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106 7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. I think when we left the show on Friday, we pretty much expected Mike Lonergan. I'll mention him in a second. Kevin Willard to bounce to Villanova.
Yeah.
There was a moment there after I listened to him on Sheehan, and I was like, oh, maybe he's going to stay at Maryland. But then the next day, it seemed like it was a different story, and he's a weasel.
He's definitely a weasel. I mean,
we played the audio. He said the exact same thing at Seton Hall when he bounced to Maryland, and then he repeats the same message. Oh, I didn't talk to my agent, didn't talk to my wife. Don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He didn't talk to his wife, even though his wife was staying in the hotel with him in San Francisco.
So
I'm sure anybody believed that.
Our pal Barstool Nate, who appears with B. Mitch and Finley weekly here on The Fan, he retweeted a dude named Harrison Rich, who's the sports editor at the Diamondback, basically saying that Willard didn't even come in face-to-face with the team for the news. He did it via Zoom. Mm-hmm. I mean, what? That tells you everything you need to know about the guy, that he didn't even call a team meeting and walk in and you don't have to spend an hour with him. Spend 5 or 10 minutes. Say, fellas, I've enjoyed coaching you.
Yep.
It's been great. Just thank you for everything you did for Maryland. I'm taking another opportunity at Villanova. He did it via Zoom.
Not to mention the news broke in the middle of the night on, was it Sunday morning, Saturday night?
I mean, just good riddance. Goodbye. Hope you lose so many games at Villanova. Just good riddance at this point.
Well, and then it's just baffling that it took almost a week for it to be official.
Right.
When everyone kind of knew that it was probably going to happen.
Well, and supposedly then he danced talking to them for like a month.
Yeah, and he danced around all of those questions, obviously, when he was killing Damon Evans and talking about how he couldn't stay in New York City for an extra day. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, one thing he really didn't talk about, but apparently he was disgruntled about, was the travel, now that the Pac-12 teams are in the Big Ten. So he didn't love the travel going all the way out to L.A. to play those teams, and Washington, teams like that. But anyway, he's gone, and now it's all about who's the next guy up.
So I mentioned Mike Lonergan, who was a college basketball coach, most notably for Delaware or Vermont.
Vermont.
Oh, GW.
GW.
He was Vermont. Then he was assistant at Maryland for a year, and then he went to GW.
And then, of course, I think he won one or two national titles when he was at Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah. He won an NIT at GW.
Yeah.
So he sent a message via Facebook, and I think he captures the spirit of a lot of people, but I thought, coming from a guy who was coaching at GW in Vermont, because he played Maryland for a fool. Sad to watch the last 2 weeks. They shouldn't have let him coach in the Florida game. He should have quietly taken the Nova job through his agent, like most coaches would have done. And then he repeats kind of what I said. He goes, a very good coach, but beating Grand Canyon and Colorado State at the buzzer doesn't make you John Wooden, Rick Pitino, or Gary Williams. Then he has suggestions. He says, hire Mick Cronin and Chris Beard, Chaka Smart, or Buzz Williams. Give Queen $3 million to come back for another year. Go Terps.
I mean, why would Derek Queen come back for $3 million when he can be a top probably 12 or 15 pick, if
his
not higher in the
really
draft.
Went up, you know,
I mean, I like the sentiment, but like, what would keep Derek Queen here at Maryland.
It would be a lot more than $3 million.
The coach departing and the athletic director.
Yeah, he doesn't know who the coach is going to be.
Like, it's,
yeah.
No, it couldn't be a bigger mess.
He's going to go jump into that NBA money as soon as possible. But the thing that it's kind of crazy is we still don't know what Maryland is willing to offer. Are they willing to up the salary of the head coach? Are they willing to put more money into the basketball program? We just don't know. This interim AD, who we've talked about before, Colleen Sorum, who Willard was not a fan of, who Mark Turgeon was not a fan of, we just don't know. We don't know what they're willing to pay. And, we just don't know what percentage of the revenue the basketball program is going to get yet.
But President Pines did say that they upped the offer in both areas.
Just don't know what the numbers are.
They upped the offer salary-wise for mm-hmm. Coach Willard, which I thought was kind of absurd that he would be a top 10 coach. He doesn't have a top 10 resume in my mind. Mm-hmm. And then they were upping the NIL money. But yep. You're right, we don't know the amount.
Mm-mm. We don't.
It's just, look, if they want to be a power player in the Big Ten and they don't want to fall into the also-ran category, they have to pay their head coach pretty good money. Can't just pay him a paltry bottom of the Big Ten salary and expect top of the Big Ten results.
Yeah, I don't think that would prevent a lot of guys from coming here, like the salary. You know, I think they were paying him a decent amount and he was going to get more. But I do think the NIL stuff and what percentage of the revenue, whatever the basketball program would be able to get from the athletic department would be a big factor. Mm-hmm. But they pay a good salary. I mean, you know, if they offered the job to Dwayne Tipkins, he'd probably take it for almost nothing.
A lot less.
Pines' statement, he said, one of the highest revenue share budgets in big conference.
Yeah.
So if not the highest, like right around it.
Yeah, the thing that's just kind of annoying as a Maryland guy, and a lot of us here, I know Valdez, Case, all his kids, JP and I went there. It's just annoying that it's like used as a stepping stone. Now, I don't blame him for ultimately going to Villanova. I don't blame him at all. It's almost like a no-brainer. You're not going to have the competition from a football program. I mean, I know they have football, but it's not a big deal there. But it is annoying that, like, you think that's supposed to be the destination job for people to come to Maryland. And to just go there after you get to one Sweet 16 and, you know, hightail it out of there as fast as you can, it's not a great look. I don't like it, but it is what it is.
Son, he just,
and I'm not sure who they're going to be able to generate at this point.
He just could have handled it a lot better. We talked about it. I thought it was recoverable if he just said, look, I'm just trying to win a national championship at Maryland, do everything I can to win a national championship here. But to play the old as of right now game, which he did with Kevin Sheehan, and then behind the scenes, and then get on the mic and say, I haven't talked to my agent.
Yeah,
it's almost like though he denigrated the job so much to make it, I guess maybe so people understood why he wanted to leave or something.
Yeah,
but he just took a dump on the job itself.
Well, what he should have said was, "I can't win a national championship here because the athletic director won't give me the resources that other Big Ten schools have." That's the reason the Villanova rumors are out there.
He didn't even need to say that.
He could have been truthful.
He wasn't truthful.
He wasn't truthful because he said, I'm not talking to my agent. I'm not talking to my wife.
Well, that's
BS. You were lying, bro.
Of course.
You were lying to everybody.
Well, somebody, I think Chick Hernandez said that he had signed his like letter of intent or whatever like a long time ago.
Like his offer sheet?
His offer sheet, yeah.
No, it pisses me off because all of these grievances, whether it's the AD, you know what, the AD got fired. You wanted more money? Well, the school's going to pony up more money for you and for the program itself. You tried to be a victim. You did. You tried to go out and everyone would applaud you for going out because you didn't get what you wanted here when the campus caved and willing to give you anything you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not the victim. They tried to mediate things.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also tells me that he probably doesn't like the other people that he's working with. In the AD department.
I know. I'm sure that's true.
And I'm sure travel had something to do with it.
I'm sure. I think the Villanova job is probably a better job.
I mean, in the Big East, you don't have to travel coast to coast. But I'm sure that there's probably other reasons. But he just went about it 100% the wrong
way. Wish he would just kept his mouth shut, and then after they lost, then just leave.
Right.
That's the easiest thing to do.
Instead,
you don't have to say anything. anything about nothing.
He just stuck his foot in his mouth at every turn.
Well, it made Maryland. It just took away the focus of the players.
He tried to get the court of public opinion on his side, saying, look how dirty the university's doing them. He made it to the Sweet 16, and they don't let him stay an extra day in New York, or they don't give him money for this or money for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, safe to say his strategy backfired massively.
Well, remember,
it backfired, but he's going to end up in Villanova.
Oh, I know.
He's going to be making a lot of money.
He's coming up roses for Kevin Willard, which sucks. Which isn't great.
It'll come up roses until, you know, he's got to do better in Sweet 16 run, one in 20 years.
Those are tough shoes. Take a look at Jay Wright's last 10 years. He's going to have a tough time matching that.
He'll never match what Jay Wright did.
Good. I'm glad he's facing basically an impossible uphill. John Rothstein, uphill to climb.
Who we had on the show last week, went through it, and it's littered with national championships and number one seeds in a decade, like the last decade.
He'll never measure up to Jay Wright.
It's absurd what Jay Wright did for like the last decade. Yeah. We have some audio of Chris Nockey, who of course comes on the station a lot, calls games for the University of Maryland as their color commentator. He jumped on with Doc Walker over the weekend. Here's our pal, C-Knock.
I don't know where to start with this. I mean, it just over the last 10 days, all of it feels calculated and orchestrated. And on the one hand, Doc, I was actually in the press room when he said that about, you know, I'm just going through it. I haven't talked to my agent, haven't talked to my wife, my family. And then, you know, I get on the planes going to Seattle and going to San Francisco and coming home from San Francisco. And his wife and kids were there the whole time. I mean, it sort of defies logic to think that it wasn't discussed at all in the hotel room. It was so poorly handled by him. And the worst part about it, Doc, is to me, the program hadn't been to a Sweet 16 in 10 years. And this is an opportunity. This is when this group should be dancing in the streets. When you win two games in Seattle, you're also the Derek Queen thing. You're the most talked about program in the country for that, because of the way that game ended, because of Queen, you know, this personality. And he stole that. Mm-hmm. He stole that. I don't know any other way to put it. He stole that. And that's really infuriating when you think about it like that. A program that is used to a level of success finally gets back there, and he deserves some props for being a huge part of that, no question about it. But at the end of the day, runs away like a thief in the night, really. He took that away from Maryland fans, and for that, I mean, it's hard to look at it any other way for me.
Yeah, definitely just the whole saga, just a stain on the best moment in the last 10 years. You know, the Queen moment, always going to be sort of overshadowed, I think, in a lot of Maryland fans' minds.
Absolutely. You're always going to think of the Willard departure and the way that the media was just focused on the drama around him instead of around the team.
Barry Gossett, who's a big Maryland booster.
Yeah.
Who's the new basketball performance center is going to be named after.
Right. Mm-hmm. Major dollars pumped into the program.
I love this quote. He played us like a drum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one true. Of the biggest, that might be the biggest donor to the entire program, maybe aside from Kevin Plank.
I always thought the cliche was a fiddle.
I mean, either one works.
That's not what he said. He said, played us like a drum.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's correct.
Well, he'll have his hands full. He has huge shoes to fill. I know he's not replacing a legend. He's replacing the guy that replaced the legend, but that aura of Jay Wright and what he did there is going to be hard to hide from that. He's got to have huge expectations. College coaches have to reload every year now.
Yeah, but he must have a big NIL budget.
Well, I'm sure he does, but you're still going to have to pull off the recruiting mastery and sales pitch every year now.
Recruiting pitch, they say it's not even a recruiting pitch anymore. It's just a number.
Well, exactly. But somebody you still says, have to win the number.
Somebody
it doesn't
says,
matter how you clarify
I want,
it.
I want two.
Yeah,
and you give him two or you don't.
Right, but he's going to have to win that battle every year now because everybody's a free agent.
And I'm
every
sure
year.
The
everyone's
money,
on a 1 year deal.
The money's the most important part, obviously, for the kids. But if I'm a kid and it's close, and you have decent advisors in your ear, they might be saying, look at the way he treated Maryland. Like, you think he's not going to treat you kind of the same way if you commit there? Like, if the money's close, some of these kids might be like, you know what? I'm going to pick this school over Villanova because he's kind of a weasel.
Yeah, I don't know that people are going to see it that way because that's what the players are doing. He basically did what the players are doing, right? He transfer portaled himself to Villanova.
Yeah, but the way he handled it was kind of underhanded. And,
I said he needs a class in PR. Well,
he handled
his public relations.
I said this last week.
Aspects
he
sucked.
Handled it like a guy who'd been on the job for 5 minutes. He's been coaching for 20 years. Like it just didn't
he just
seem
botched
like
it.
A, yeah,
he
like,
just botched
very
it.
Unprofessional way to go about your business. But look,
but he did it at Seton Hall. He did Seton Hall to come to Maryland.
Yeah.
We played the speech. He said almost the exact same thing verbatim.
That's why he's going to have this reputation now.
I don't like that person.
I don't think anybody does at this point.
Don't like Kevin Willard.
Well, good luck to you, buddy, because you got big shoes to fill over there.
Yeah. Well, don't wish him good luck. Nothing but bad luck to you, Kevin Willard.
Well, I'm just saying.
Y'all want you on the
I
wrong
think it's going to be very difficult.
The wrong end of every buzzer beater. The wrong end of every recruiting battle. I hope you go winless.
It'd be one thing if he was a coaching wizard, but he's not.
He's not. He's fine. But like whoever mentioned in the quote, he's not John Wooden. He's not John Thompson. He's not Bobby Knight.
He's not a lot Dean of the guys Smith. That they're talking about as potential replacements. I don't think they'll get any of them, but he's not Buzz Williams. He's not even Shaka Smart.
He's been to one more Sweet 16 than this guy sitting here.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said last week when they were talking about making him a top 10 paid coach, like, what?
Yeah, it's but outrageous. That's just temporary. You know how that is.
I know, but still.
Temporary.
Give me multiple Final Fours before I give you top 10 money.
Yeah, but that might have been Maryland just saying, all right, we really want to keep you, so that number's going to be in the top 10.
He was pretty well paid. I mean, he was like 16 or something. He was already really well paid. I'm telling you, he didn't leave necessarily. He didn't leave to further his own salary. He was doing fine.
I'm sure he's doing that, but he feels like the resources are better at Villanova. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have to compete with a Big Ten football team for resources.
It also goes beyond resources. He didn't like the people he was working with.
Well, I'm sure.
It goes beyond resources.
I'm sure if he was super happy.
He's just going to love every person he works with at Villanova. I find that hard to believe. He's going to run into people at the Villanova athletic department that he's going to butt heads with.
Yeah, but it clearly drove him to another direction.
He had relationships that were strained and that had soured.
Yes.
But I'm going to guess if Kevin Willard spends more than a season or two anywhere, he's going to have strained relationships. Because he seems like a hard guy to work with.
I
think that also
he felt like it was a better spot for him. He just went about it the wrong way, and nobody in Maryland will ever forgive him, ever.
Well, I don't care about him, but he did kind of stain the run. It's a shame. But good luck to you, because I think he's going to have his hands full at Villanova. The expectations there are even higher than they are here.
And I follow up your good luck wish with nothing but bad luck. Yeah. Nothing but bad luck to Kevin Willard.
Right. My good luck
black
is kind
cats
of,
everywhere for Kevin
kind of,
Willard.
It's kind of sarcastic.
He's,
I don't know if
he's
that's
being
the right
facetious.
Word. Yeah, I don't know if that.
He's saying
right
good
word.
Luck to you because it's going to be a very difficult job.
Yeah. It's going to be a very difficult job.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. What'd you make of the Kevin Willard situation? It kind of occupied the bulk of the show last week. You went from a guy who was taking a team to the Sweet 16, to talking about him potentially leaving, to dancing around leaving, to actually leaving. 800-636-1067. Your calls on the Willard Weasel next here on The Junk.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. A little bit later in the show, coming up at 8 o'clock, Jeff Ehrman's going to join us. He broke the story about Willard making it official and leaving for Villanova. Chip Patterson will join us coming up at 9:25. But right now, taking your calls at 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the Willard situation. I know from social media, if you went to our Facebook page, there's like 400 comments.
Mm-hmm.
380 have to be negative.
I mean, how could you find a positive? Where were you, what
should
would
be 100%.
I mean, the only positive is that they got to the Sweet 16. That's the only positive you take away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there another positive? I can't think of one. From the whole Willard debacle scenario?
Just maybe some people being a little more forgiving and understanding.
Well, here's a positive. I find it unlikely, but if they could snag Buzz Williams from Texas A&M, that would be an upgrade. It'd
be a great haul.
Far superior coach resume-wise. I guess the idea is that at Texas A&M, because it will always be second fiddle to football, like it's never going to overcome their football program. Here at Maryland, while football does demand a lot of the resources, it's still a basketball school first and foremost in most people's minds.
And maybe Buzz Williams is dealing with the same stuff that Willard was dealing with at A&M. That would be kind of surprising, but maybe that's the reason. But Buzz Williams does have the reputation of bouncing after a few years.
He's been around a bunch of places, no doubt.
We got a message from Pete Medhurst's wife, Brenda, who said, he clearly had one foot out the door for a while. These young men deserve a coach that commits to them and the program. Chasing the money instead of investing 100 in this team shows his priorities. I hope he figures out that no amount of money he will earn anywhere can buy respect. All that's true. The thing is that the kids don't commit to the program anymore.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the nature of the beast now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The kids don't commit to the program, so I think it's going to be hard for coaches to necessarily commit to the program.
I mean, the kids might not commit. That's true, but they didn't hijack their Sweet 16 run by, you know, Derek Queen didn't go up there and say, yeah, I'm thinking about transferring to fill in the name of the blank school. You know, like, I know that's a bad example because Queen is going to probably going to the NBA, but he didn't make it all about himself saying, you know what? I'm thinking about transferring to West Virginia. You know, I'm going to put my name in the portal before the game started.
Gillespie had already committed to Tennessee behind the scenes before they even played the Sweet 16 game. So, yeah, the players are doing the same thing. I think it's a done deal.
If that happened, it was behind the scenes. Yeah, nobody knew about it.
Right.
Willard's was right. He put it right out there.
Yeah,
for
he botched it, man. I mean, it was a horrible, horrible way to go about it.
Maryland could just be completely devastated then. So they're going to lose Gillespie. What about Rice?
Rice, there's some thought he might stay because of the local ties.
He could also get, I mean, anybody who stays, they could get a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, Gillespie would have got a lot more money if he would have stayed, but probably not as much as what Tennessee offered.
Yeah.
I mean, Gillespie was making about $600K this year.
Reese and Miguel are done.
So that means he probably got double, if not close to triple.
I mean, you're not going to recognize the Maryland team next year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all new faces.
But that's the way it is going to be.
Took a lot of recognizing
them
this year.
You're not going to recognize Duke next year, I don't think.
Well, you know what I mean? You didn't know Miguel before the season.
I agree.
Nope. Didn't know who that person was.
They're all free agents every year. They're all one-year free agents. Mm-hmm. They're all on one-year deals.
Correct.
And that's just a wild state of affairs. I think it was it Lonergan? Somebody had said, no, you know, it was a buddy of mine I was having. They should have some sort of deal where they have to sign two-year contracts wherever they go. I don't know if that's practical. That could ever really happen. A kid want to leave, he's going to leave. But just everybody leaving after 1 year, it's going to take its toll.
Here's
well, there's no rules. They got to have rules. There's no rules. I think another good stipulation should be if you want to go to multiple schools, then you can transfer the first time without sitting out.
Yeah.
But the second time you transfer, you got to sit out a year. Yeah. And I bet you that would stop a lot of it.
It's a lot of sentiment that he wasn't a good X's and O's coach from people that are hitting us up on social media. Here's one from Ed on our Facebook page. You can follow us, facebook.com/thejunks. Not a good X's and O's coach. There's a reason Maryland lost those close games down the stretch. Should have lost to Colorado State, too, by not fouling with fouls to give and allowing Colorado State to hit the go-ahead shot with 6 seconds left. Queen bailed him out. He can recruit. That's his strength.
All right, let's pass some of these calls. Let's go to Jeff in Rockville, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on the Maryland saga, at least, you know, part of it's over. He's out of here. Willard gone. He gone, Cakes.
He gone.
Let's go to Jeff in Rockville. Hey, Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
Listen, all the talk about committing to the program, maybe the university should commit to the program. You'd be saying Maryland's a basketball school, plays second fiddle to a middling football program. They lost 8 games last year. They're pinching pennies on the guy. Excuse me. Pinching pennies on the guy that gets them to the Sweet 16. They clearly refuse to give him the resources that he thought he needed to be successful. I understand it hurts to lose your coach, but you better take a hard look at what's going on with the program. The athletic department has been a mess for decades. So why would Willard continue on without some solid guarantees of support that he needs that he'll get some degree at Villanova?
I don't know the details of what the other schools are getting relative to him. I thought his excuse that he couldn't stay in New York with his team for an extra day was kind of weak, to be honest with you. I didn't think that
was kind of a weak excuse.
I thought that was a weak excuse. Example.
He got the resources to get Queen. Queen said it himself. He's like, that guy pays me.
Yeah.
They were a losing team last year. Like, great. Yeah. Sweet 16. Last season,
well, you also
they were
remember,
sub-500.
He was a whiny little bitch, too, to be honest with you, because he goes, how can I draw up more plays to have guys more open? You remember, like, or something to that effect? Because they're like,
right.
I can't draw up better plays to be more open.
Yeah.
You know, he was just... He
blamed it on the guys.
He blamed all of his plays. He threw his entire team under the bus.
They finished...
He did it repeatedly, by the way.
You know what they finished last year in the conference?
Yeah.
12th.
Yeah.
Bye. Have fun in Philadelphia.
This was this past year was the first year where Willard basically could handpick who he wanted
right.
to run the team. So like he handpicked Gillespie, mm-hmm. he handpicked Miguel, he handpicked Rice. Mm-hmm. So there is thought to that, like he finally got the pieces that he wanted
mm-hmm.
to coach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and they made a good run. They made a good run.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't think he distinguished himself in a lot of ways over the last couple of years.
Hey, he is a good coach in terms of X's and O's. I mean, I think a lot of people are just trying to kick him while he's down and while everyone's just trying to pile on. Like I think he's a very, very good coach in terms of X's and O's, drawing up plays, designing defenses, having game strategy. And to say he's subpar at it, I think, is a little harsh.
I'm not sophisticated enough to know. You know, people used to always say, like, Coach Calipari just brings in guys, just roll the ball out, can't coach. Well, he takes his team deep, gets to a new program, and I know that gets great recruits too, but guys all know plays.
Well, look, and he was also at Seton Hall where they don't have, you know, it's not a huge name program. All right, they're not getting the biggest players in the country. I'm sure the NIL is probably a factor. But he was going to the tournament pretty much every year.
Yeah, I think he runs a sophisticated offense. I think he has a sophisticated defense. He understands when to switch from man to zones and how to confuse offense and I think he motivates his kids to play hard. I think Kevin Willard is a very good X's and O's coach.
Yeah, I mean that's one part about being a good coach is having your guys play hard for 40 minutes and not slacking. You know, Kelvin Sampson's obviously a great coach, X's and O's coach too, but his teams always play hard for the entire game.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were playing hard yesterday.
That's one factor.
I know that.
So, you know, and I don't know how much.
You ran a great play at the end of the game against Purdue.
Yeah, I don't know how much, you know, the NIL is going to increase at Maryland, but the resources at Villanova will be higher.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, like I said, I think it's a no-brainer that he goes to Villanova. I just didn't like the way it all went down.
Nobody did.
Let's go to Tyler in Crofton. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, I'm just having a hard time accepting the fact that Maryland fans don't get the fact that this is going to be a repeating cycle. This is the landscape in college sports. You know, you look at guys like Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma to go to USC. You look at guys like Ed Cooley leaving Providence to go to Georgetown. The days of having a Joe Paterno or a Bobby Bowden or even a Gary Williams just staying for the sake of being loyal, this isn't the world we live in anymore, guys. Look at Loxley, right? Loxley's been loyal to Maryland. You know why? Because Maryland's been butt average at football. If Maryland had one 10-win season, Mike Loxley would be down the road at the next program. But the reality is he has job security in being average at Maryland. And I don't
we'll see how long it lasts.
Is he average?
We'll see how long it lasts.
33-41. Yeah. That's lots.
I mean, for Maryland, yeah. For Maryland, that's is that not above
it's board? Par for the
course. It also kind of depends on who they bring in as an AD. Whoever they bring in next to make the calls and call the shots might feel differently and say, "All right, this program needs a little bit more money. We need a bigger coach that's going to stay here for 10 years and not 3." Same thing with football.
Even if they threw around the money, though, the reality is Maryland is not a blue blood program. And more often than not, when coaches have success, if blue blood programs want that coach, which more often than not they do,
mm-hmm.
they're going to go get them. And the coach is going to leave for the better opportunity. That's the world we live in. And to throw so much on Willard about this, I think it's a little unfair. Could it have been handled a little bit better? For sure. But this is such a hard bridge to cross as a professional. You know what I mean? It's not like he brought the conversation to the forefront. He was asked questions. Did he answer them a little incorrectly, or could he have answered them better? For sure. But this is a hard reality for Maryland sports moving forward, and you guys better get used to it, because if you have another great season like you did, which is making it to the Sweet 16, that's a great season for Maryland. Let's just remember that. Then more often than not, someone's going to be trying to headhunt that coach the next season.
Well, again, I would argue, and I argued it last week, that back in the day when Gary was here,
mm-hmm.
we kind of scoffed at Sweet
16. Sweet 16 was expected.
Yeah, they happened all the time, and then we would bow out, and we were getting sick of them.
And
we're actually sick of Sweet 16.
None of us are upset that Willard took a different job. he just took it in the most weaselly way he could construct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he took all of the spotlight away from what was a really good run of the Sweet 16 by a team that kind of came out of nowhere, led by an awesome freshman in Derek Queen, and he put all the spotlight right on his head instead of where it belonged with the team. That's what people are upset about.
Like, correct.
Coaches move on all the time. We understand
they're
that.
They're upset that he misled everybody.
Right.
When he knew 100% where he was going.
He just made it all about him.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You know, just made it all about him. Just,
but Tyler brings up a good point. I mean, if you know, it's not like Maryland is Kansas or Kentucky. I get it.
No, but it's a step right underneath there.
But some of these coaches, like the coaches that are in the Final Four, I mean, Bruce Pearl has been at Auburn for, I don't know, 11, 12 years. You know, John Shire is going to be at Duke for a long time. Okay, he's going to be there for a long time. You know, I just think that some of these guys, Kelvin Sampson has been at Houston for a long time. If you just have a program that continues to get players and has the resources and the backing, you're going to keep a coach.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkies sports page. A lot went down over the weekend, and you know what? I'm staring at a tracker that needs to be updated.
Might need an update.
We'll do that next here on the Junkies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.